Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the New York Giants, Joe Genewich. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. English reaches second base with a double. Blair moves to third. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. English scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from O'Farrell to Lindstrom. The throw back to home, and Wilson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. English moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. Kyler scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Leach moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leach scores. Terry moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Lindstrom moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone bunts towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Kritz covering, for the out. Taylor moves to third. Beck moves to second. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Beck moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach throws the ball into Jackson, who tags English trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Beck scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Les Bell now playing third base. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritz takes first base on ball 4. Hebbing moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Malone covering. Safe. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. O'Farrell moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese pinch hits for Joe Heving. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mitchell now pitching. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone is called out on strikes. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott is called out on strikes. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Blair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan pinch hits for Clarence Mitchell. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kritz for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Leach hits a line drive towards short. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Fitzsimmons now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malone for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons juggles the ball. That's an error on Fitzsimmons. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Blair steals second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.